King Herod is, I think, a great model for any of you out there who have this burning desire to get played. King Herod gives you lessons how to get played in like 3 or 4 easy steps, okay? And so it's kind of a, first of all, we to understand the gospel. We read it and it says Herod had John arrested because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. So we know that Herod married his brother's wife. Kind of a funky situation. I actually went and did a little bit of research and just tried to figure out, untangle, okay, what was this marital situation? So we know that there was Herod the Great, who was the one who was the king when Jesus was born, and then he died gruesomely. He had these worms that basically ate him up from the inside, and that wasn't too good. Herod the Great was really a brutal guy. He wanted to put Israel on the face of the map, and he did some huge construction projects. That's why he was the Great. But he was just brutal. And I think he had 14 kids, mostly with different women, so all these people were half-siblings. And he actually killed a couple of his own kids because he thought they were scheming against him. So 12 made it. Now, a lot of his kids picked up and moved to Rome because they wanted to be in the good graces of the emperor, and frankly, living in Rome was a lot better than living in Jerusalem. One of those people was Philip, who was the older brother of Herod Jr., Herod Cito. Okay, that's Herod Antipas, who's the guy we're reading about today. Now, the interesting thing is that, so Philip and Herod were half-brothers. The interesting thing is Herodias was actually both of their nieces, because Herodias was the daughter of probably one of the eldest half-brothers. The age difference wasn't that big, you know, probably 10, 15 years between Herod and Herodias. But nonetheless, both Philip and then later on Herod married their niece. That's kind of creepy. John the Baptist didn't actually mention that. Hey, by the way, it's illegal. This is your niece. Come on. But he does mention the fact that, look, there was a marriage, seemingly a lawful marriage, between Philip and Herodias, and now you up and marry her. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, they kind of did like a wife swapping deal. So it was really, you know, weird. Now, what does that say about Herodias? Herodias was a climber. Herodias was somebody who, she was a manipulator and a climber. Philip was a guy who basically just wanted to keep a low profile and live an easy life. Herod was a little more ambitious, and I think she identified, well, this is the guy. If I want to get places, I should probably marry this one now. So she moved up. So all of this is the background. Then what happens? She understands how to push Herod's buttons, because Herod was a very weak man. He was clearly very lustful, which is how she pushed that button and ingratiated herself in, and they got married illegally. He clearly was sensual, he was vain, he was a drunkard, and all of this comes out. And this, by the way, is how do you, if you want to get played, this is how you do it, okay? You live like Herod. Number one, if you want to get played, then marry out of lust, which happens, frankly, all the time. But I guarantee, if you marry a person who, for whatever reason, because it's just not the right person, there's all kinds of red flags popping up, maybe even you're still married to somebody, or they're married, or some weird marital, whatever, I guarantee, if you want to get played, allow lust to guide your marriages. I guaranteed you will get played in the deal, okay? Number two, and then finally, secondly, one big red flag is clearly she is a climber. She's a manipulator, gold digger, whatever you want to call her, okay? So she's constantly looking for ways to get more. She knows how to use this guy. So number two, if you want to get played, be a drunkard. Guaranteed. You are easy to manipulate. People who know you and want to manipulate you will find it very easy. If you're constantly getting drunk and whatever, you are controllable. You are going to make stupid decisions. You are going to constantly do things that you regret. Okay? Then what happens? Herod puts John the Baptist in prison, and it says he liked to listen to him, but he was afraid of him. Why would he be afraid of John the Baptist? John, especially when he's already locked up in prison, you could say, well, maybe because the people out there, you know, John has a big following and he's influential. That's true. But there's another reason why Herod is afraid of John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist cannot be bought. He cannot be bullied. He cannot be tricked. He cannot be, you know, you can't move him. You can't budge him. He is a man who knows the truth, only wants to serve the truth. He's a man of God. And to somebody who is constantly just looking to feed their own passions, that's scary. This is kind of a negative example of the same thing, but during the Vietnam War, Lyndon Johnson went to Vietnam and was dealing with Ho Chi Minh. And Lyndon Johnson goes in, and at the time this is a lot of money, but he says, I'm going to invest, like, you know, $2 billion in Vietnam if you'll just stop the war. And Ho Chi Minh just looked at him. Now, Ho Chi Minh was not a man of God, but he couldn't be bought, he couldn't be bullied, he couldn't, why? Because he had convictions. They were wrong convictions, but he had convictions. And he was going to live by them and stand by them. And that scares people who are soft. And I guess that's number three. If you want to be played, then be a softie. Let your passions rule you, okay? Which is basically the summary of everything we said about John the Baptist. So if you also want to be manipulated like John, like Herod, here he gives you a whole life plan. You too can get played just like King Herod. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.